The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Your 2017 World Series champion Astros.
One of baseball's most thrilling World Series was fittingly decided in a Game 7 as the Houston Astros defeated the Dodgers in Los Angeles 5-1 to claim the first championship in franchise history. Founded in 1962, the 55-year drought is a Major League Baseball record for the longest time a franchise has played before winning a championship. Thousands of Astros fans filled Houston's home stadium to watch the win unfold on the Jumbotrons and share the moment together.
Everybody that lives in Houston knows how important this win was for us. We got devastated by a hurricane a few weeks ago, and everyone was down on their luck. But the Astros picked us up. They gave us some hope. They gave us something to cheer for. And now we're champions of the world!
I've dreamed of a moment like this since I was a little girl.
Before Sunday's New York City Marathon, American Shalane Flanagan had never won a major race at the 42-kilometer distance.
It means a lot to me, to my family, and hopefully inspires the next generation of American women.
The 36-year-old Flanagan became the first U.S. woman in 40 years to win the New York City Marathon, finishing in 2 hours, 26 minutes, 53 seconds, 1 minute and 1 second ahead of Kenyan Mary Kitany. The men's race was closer, with Kenyan Jeffrey Kamoor finishing in a time of 2 hours, 10 minutes, 53 seconds. English golfer Justin Rose is seeing his game bloom at the right time, winning back-to-back tournaments in Shanghai, China, and in Turkey.
I think this is the first time I've gone back-to-back in my career, literally week on week. I think the last time I did it, there might have been a week off in between the two. So to roll some form into another tournament immediately is wonderful. And every win is different. You never get tired of it, obviously. And they challenge you in different ways.
Rose suddenly finds himself in second place behind English compatriot Tommy Fleetwood in the race to Dubai, a season-long competition spanning 47 tournaments in 26 countries on 4 continents to crown the European Tour's top player of the year. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.